Put him on.
All right.
Thank you.
Stay warm, Marie.
Thank you.
Yep.
One moment, Senator.
Hello?
Senator Mansfield on 90.
Okay.
I'll take it. Yes, sir.
Excuse me, I had a bunch of people in another office and I had to go to another phone so I could talk. How you getting along?
Fine. I'm down here in Everett Dirksen's office.
Give him my regards.
We just passed the conference report of the voting rights bill.
Well, wonderful, wonderful.
And I want you to talk to him and discuss with him what some of the possibilities you raised the other day. He did a great job. He lost out on his amendment, but he came through with this.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'll be very happy to, Mike.
He's right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. How are you, my friend? Glad to hear you.
I'm all right. How are you?
You and Mike up there fraternizing together?
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful. That's good. How you feeling, Everett?
I'd have felt better if you'd hustled me half a dozen votes.
Well, you didn't want me to. You told me you didn't want me to do anything but sit there, and all I'd have done is just stir up 10 more against you. You
know, I wanted you to interfere on the right side. That's all, sin.
Well, you did
a voting rights bill out.
You ought to be proud of that, my friend.
Well, we are proud of it.
And you had a lot to do with that.
Give Seller a compliment. That house really abused him over there when they had that. They crack him for turning cold shoulder and not supporting the House position on poll tax.
And I will.
Many a rough time.
I will. Now let me ask you. He wants my judgment on this judge's bill. Is that a necessary bill?
The judicial conference recommended it, of course. Frankly, I don't know that we need it until next year.
He says that y'all didn't have any hearings in judiciary committee.
Yeah, we had hearings. We had a subcommittee that not only took some testimony, but they worked rather closely with
it. You must have made a hell of a speech there today. The tickers made me wish I was there listening to you.
Well, why weren't you here?
Well, because I can't have any fun anymore. They just locked me up. I can't even drink Sanka. I just have to drink this damned old root beer. They won't let me get out. If I could get out and come visit you, I'd do it nearly every night.
Well, why don't you come right up here now and I'll pour you a drink. Good stiff bourbon.
Well, if you and Mike will stay there about 10 or 15 minutes, I might do it. I'm a little lonesome and I'd like to see you.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
All right, we'll stay.
All right, okay.
All right. My office.
All right.
You know what, Tim?
Yep. All right.